I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. Russian forces advanced further in their efforts to retake the Kursk region on Monday, threatening to encircle thousands of Ukrainian soldiers as Kyiv prepared for talks with top U.S. diplomats in Saudi Arabia. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Video released on Saturday by Ukraine's air assault forces is said to show Ukrainian artillery fire targeting Russian special forces, who crept through a gas pipeline to surprise Ukrainian troops holding Russian territory near Sudia. Russian forces captured three more settlements in the area on Sunday after using the pipeline. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky was heading to Saudi Arabia for talks at a critical time for Kyiv. It will be the first official meeting between U.S. and Ukrainian officials since a disastrous encounter between Zelensky and President Donald Trump in the Oval Office.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Military officials from more than 30 nations will take part in talks in Paris on the creation of an international security force for Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The long list of participants in Tuesday's discussions will also include Asian and Oceania nations that will join remotely, a French official says. The international makeup of the meeting offers an indication of how broadly France and Britain are casting their net as they aim to build what France describes as a coalition of nations able and willing to safeguard Ukraine in the event of a ceasefire. The force could include heavy weaponry and weapons stock piles that could be rushed within hours or days to aid in Ukraine's defense in the event of a Russian attack that shatters any truce. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Doctors said that Pope Francis is no longer in imminent danger of death as a result of pneumonia, but have decided to keep him hospitalized for several more days to receive treatment. The doctor said on Monday the Pope remains stable and has consolidated improvements in recent days, as determined by blood tests and positive responses to drug treatments. Francis followed the Vatican's week-long spiritual retreat via video conference on Monday as he continued his recovery. The 88-year-old Pope, who has chronic lung disease and had part of one lung removed as a young man, had what was just a bad case of bronchitis when he was hospitalized last month. The infection progressed into a complex respiratory tract infection and double pneumonia that has sidelined Francis for the longest period of his 12-year papacy and raised questions about the future. The EU's trade chief said on Monday the Trump administration does not seem to be engaging in talks to avert trade conflict with the European Union. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The comments come just 2 days before the US is due to impose tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports. European Trade Commissioner Maros Sefcovic.
I traveled to US last month. I was seeking constructive dialogue to avoid the unnecessary pain of measures and countermeasures. We jointly identified a few areas that would allow us to move forward by fostering mutual benefits. But in the end, as it said, one hand cannot clap. The U.S. administration does not seem to be engaging to make a deal.
Markets have been rocked by the U.S. imposing numerous tariffs since Trump's return as president earlier this year. The U.S. put 25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada last week. And Washington also placed fresh duties on Chinese goods.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Canada's next prime minister has helped run two Group of Seven economies in crisis and will now try to steer Canada through a looming trade war brought by President Trump, a threat of annexation and an expected federal election. Former central banker Mark Carney will become prime minister after the governing Liberal Party elected him its leader Sunday in a landslide vote with nearly 86% support. Carney said Canada's retaliatory tariffs levied against the U.S. will stay in place until the Americans show us respect. Carney replaces Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who announced his resignation in January, but remains prime minister until his successor is sworn in the coming days. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.